Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 24th, 2025, through Friday, March 28th, 2025. Monday, March 24th, 2025. Arizona woman pleads guilty in fraud scheme that illegally generated $17 million in revenue for North Korea. Christina Marie Chapman pleaded guilty in connection with a scheme that assisted overseas IT workers posing as U.S. citizens and residents in working at more than 300 U.S. companies in remote IT positions. The scheme generated more than $17 million in illicit revenue for herself and for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Chapman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to launder monetary instruments. Under the terms of the plea agreement, parties will jointly recommend that the court impose a sentence of 94 to 111 months in federal prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. According to court documents, Chapman, an American citizen, conspired with overseas IT workers from October 2020 to October 2023 to steal the identities of U.S. nationals and use those identities to apply for remote IT positions in furtherance of the scheme and transmitted false documents to the Department of Homeland Security. Chapman and her co-conspirators obtained jobs at hundreds of U.S. companies, including Fortune 500 corporations, often through temporary staffing companies or other contracting organizations. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, March 25, 2025. Los Angeles attorneys sentenced to 18 months in prison for evading payment of more than $7.2 million in income tax over two decades. Milton C. Grimes, a longtime Los Angeles lawyer, was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for evading the payment of more than $7.2 million in federal and state taxes over a period of more than two decades. Grimes was ordered to pay $7,236,556 in restitution, both to the IRS and to the California Franchise Tax Board. In October 2024, Grimes pleaded guilty to one count of tax evasion relating to his 2014 taxes and admitted that he failed to pay more than $1,690,922 to the IRS. Grimes did not pay federal income taxes due for 23 years, 2002 through 2005, 2007, 2009 through 2011, and 2014 through 2023. The amount owed totaled $5,921,260, including tax, penalties, and interest owed to the IRS. Grimes also admitted he did not file a 2013 tax return with the IRS. In addition to the federal tax evasion, Grimes admitted that he owed $1,313,213 in delinquent state taxes to the Franchise Tax Board from 2014 to 2023. From at least 2014 to April 2020, Grimes willfully evaded the payment of the outstanding income tax owed to the IRS by not depositing income he earned from his clients into his personal bank accounts that were subject to levy. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Houston resident pleads guilty to laundering proceeds from $40 million fraud scheme. Bun Koth admitted to laundering proceeds from a large-scale bank fraud scheme. Bun Koth admitted that from 2016 to 2021, he conspired with others in a bank fraud scheme involving dozens of loans totaling at least $40 million in fraudulent loan proceeds. As part of the deal, Koth acknowledged opening and maintaining shell companies and bank accounts to collect money from the scheme and then laundering the fraud proceeds by wiring them to bank accounts other co-conspirators controlled. Koth and others accomplished the bank fraud by preparing loan applications that contained false and fraudulent information and documents, including fake equipment sales invoices, income tax returns, and financial and bank statements. Khan faces up to 10 years in federal prison and a $250,000 possible fine, or twice the amount involved in the transaction. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, March 27, 2025. 10 defendants plead guilty in multi-million-dollar sports betting and money laundering scheme. Timothy J. Pugsley, Nathan Burdett, Christopher Burdett, Thomas Zitto, Gary Rapp, Mark Giaquanto, Matthew Voorhees, David Richards, and Joshua Gintrup entered guilty pleas for conspiring to operate an illegal gambling business and their participation in a money laundering conspiracy. Sentencing hearings for the defendants are set in May 2025. According to the plea agreements, Pugsley began operating a bookmaking organization at least 17 years ago. The organization eventually became known as Red 44, and bookmaking and betting activities occurred online via an offshore server located in Costa Rica. It is estimated that the organization accepted over $2 billion in wagers during its existence. With the plea agreements, the defendants, all senior agents within Red 44, agreed to pay excise tax restitution totaling $19,777,382.61 to the IRS, arising from their acceptance of wagers from sports bettors across the U.S., and to satisfy any income tax obligations that remained outstanding. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, March 28, 2025. Department of State employee charged for conspiracy to gather, transmit, or lose national defense information. Michael Charles Senna was arrested on criminal charges related to his alleged participation in a criminal conspiracy to gather, transmit, or lose national defense information. According to court documents, Shenna is employed by the U.S. Department of State, DOS, working at the DOS headquarters in Washington, D.C. Shenna held a top-secret security clearance and had access to information up to the secret level within his DOS workspace. Beginning in or about April 2022, Shenna allegedly communicated with people he met online through various communication platforms and provided them with information they were not authorized to receive. In return, Shenna received payments. On February 27th, Shenna allegedly used a cell phone to make images of multiple documents, which were displayed on the monitor of his classified computer and marked as secret. Shenna then allegedly left work and returned to his home in Alexandria, where the cell phone was seized. Shenna is charged with conspiracy to gather, transmit, or lose national defense information and faces a penalty of up to 10 years in prison. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.